Hi guys. So I had an interesting issue arise in the last 24 hours. I was preparing a budget for a body corporate which I've managed for a couple of years, and it's not a very large scheme. I was going through the expenses, the fire contractor expenses for the year, and I noticed that there were two different fire contractor companies that were rendering services for this scheme. So I went back through work orders to check on when these companies were appointed, because it's very strange to have two separate companies working on the same scheme, especially a scheme of this particular size. It's not like one of them was undertaking a massive amount of fire doors and the other was doing just exit lights and that sort of thing. And the more I looked into the records, the angrier I got. I did have to delve back a couple of years to get to the bottom of what I wanted to see. But it became clear to me after a little while that both of those companies were not consistently attending the scheme, so it was not immediately obvious that there were two companies appointed. It was not until I went to both of those companies and asked for them to produce work orders to me. This was some years ago before I was involved that this took place. That's the problem of schemes jumping around between managers, is that the scheme may have legacy issues carried forward that the previous manager has put in place that don't become immediately aware because the handover process is generally not great. So all of that aside, these two contractors that are on site from time to time are updating the logbook that's kept on site as to what they are doing for the scheme. So they're updating the logbook. In theory, they're aware of each other. Now, at no time have I had a call from either contracting firm or an email saying, hey, we've been to this scheme. We've noticed that you also have X company seems to be providing services to the scheme. We just want to clarify, what is our role here? Nothing. Radio silence. That annoys me. They've been taking money. Nobody's put their hand up and questioned what exactly is going on. They want to see how long they can get away with it for, I'm still quite so angry about it. That's my theory. I can't tell you how annoyed that makes me. I have to go back to the committee, and of course I have to accept responsibility for something that in theory I should have known about years ago. Not that I put those work orders into place. I've got to be honest with the scheme about that. But this is a horrible position to be in. Why are these companies behaving like this? This really yanks my chain. Anyway, I thought I would mention it. I haven't seen it on any other schemes. I've just found it on this one scheme. But be vigilant, guys. Really don't trust fire contractors is the nicest way that I can put it. And have a fantastic evening.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.